Minnesota Democrats will meet Wednesday to name a substitute to take the place of the late Paul Wellstone as candidate for U.S. Senate. Wellstone was locked in a tight re-election bid with Republican Norm Coleman, the former mayor of St. Paul. Many state Democrats say their best hope for retaining Wellstone's seat is to turn to former Vice President Walter Mondale. But it takes a delicate balance to make political plans amid grief. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from St. Paul.
This afternoon, officials of Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor Party began making phone calls, contacting more than 800 delegates and alternates who will hold a nominating convention to select a new Senate candidate. Party Chairman Mike Erlandson says he believes the populist Wellstone would have wanted it this way, including representatives from all parts of the state to choose a new nominee instead of leaving the task up to the party's executive committee.
It would be my intention to place a name in nomination. We believe and hope that the party will be unified behind a single candidate at that point in time. But this is will be an open convention of the party. So it certainly would be possible to place multiple names in nomination, but I certainly do not expect that to take place.
Erlandson says as party chairman, he's not spoken officially to anyone about replacing Senator Wellstone. But Wellstone's surviving family members have urged former Vice President Walter Mondale to step in. Mondale, who works as an attorney in a Minneapolis law firm now, was appointed to the U.S. Senate in 1964 and served 12 years before becoming Jimmy Carter's running mate. National Democratic leaders have also reached out to Mondale. Today at Wellstone's campaign headquarters, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle made an appearance.
Well, I will just say that Vice President Mondale is a hero of mine. He is a person that has given great strength to this state and to this country. I think that there is little doubt that the people of Minnesota and the people of our country could unite behind his leadership were that to happen. But again, I think it's not really an appropriate time for us to be talking about replacements for Paul.
The twin task of planning funerals and selecting a new nominee means essentially that all campaigning has stopped in the state. TV and radio ads have been pulled. And while many candidates did show up for a public affairs TV show today, Republican Senate candidate Norm Coleman was unwilling to even talk about a potential Mondale candidacy.
There'll be a campaign, not now. I mean, it's, you know, in the time that God gives us, there'll be a campaign. The folks have to bury the dead, and I think there's still a mourning period. But at a certain point in time, there'll be another candidate. And I presume that there'll be a vigorous campaign in within a few days.
What still is at issue is whose name will be on the ballot. Democrats have until Thursday to announce their new candidate, but many absentee ballots with Wellstone's name have already been sent out. The Secretary of State says those ballots won't be counted, and people can submit a new ballot on Election Day. Before the campaigning resumes in earnest, a public memorial service will be held Tuesday for Senator Wellstone and the other plane crash victims, including his wife Sheila, daughter Marsha, three campaign workers, and the two pilots. Relatives of the victims visited the crash site today. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, St. Paul.